and writing on this album are unlike anything I've ever really heard. You have lyrics that kind of are given like stage directions, as if you're supposed to be listening to the songs like they are music videos, and you have a bunch of motifs throughout the album in songs that reference other songs on the album. For example, Landlord Calls the Sheriff In is two songs before Top Selling's Banquet, but they both are in reference to the Rapture and class consciousness and wealth disparity. But there's little Easter eggs all throughout the albums, like Saturation Driver is from the perspective of somebody who didn't make the Rapture due to their own behaviors. Not anything they've done to anybody else per se, but just being avoidant and unable to regulate their emotions. And Saturation Driver references Steve by mentioning the frozen asphalt that they would drift upon when they were kids, or the Rapture itself and Landlord Calls the Sheriff In and Top Selling's Banquet, or shaving your head in the mirror like the intro. But again, you guys will listen to these songs coming up, and if you guys like them, please check out the rest of the album. And if you're seeing La Dispute in September, say hi if you see me. I'll be there with my friend Liam. So yeah, without further ado, this album of the week is La Dispute's No One Was Driving the Car.
Taught by Jesus, that but one drop of water may be placed upon his tongue. That request could not be granted. That verse will never be quenched. Give me thy heart with the spirit of thine. All that thou hast to my keeping be thine. Grace more abounding is my filling cup.
They came back into your work again, and they offered you a job. Said you're far too smart and beautiful to wait tables at a restaurant. Here's a golden opportunity. Here's your future, it's a fattened calf. Lunch. It's a ladder, not a pyramid. We'll pull you up.
Our church triumphant serve dinner soon. Enjoy your drinks, the ensemble starts to play. Move the camera now from the hallway out. Shoot the dancers from the back of the line. One by one, going into the room. Keep the camera close, follow behind. Floating weightless between tables we change. Focus crossing paths. All their guests hold their phones out. No one notices the flash all around. Pass through glass and show up the hillside glowing white right before there was sound.
Just turn to your last page of the banner this week. You will find a series of articles by Arnold Brink on that subject. You must die. I must die. In view of that, where will you place your energy? Where will you set your ambition? Where will be your goal? How will your aim be determined? What will be your seeking?
And a hush fell all around in the room, gone pitch black for the glow of their phones in their hands. And they wondered, had the power gone out? But they couldn't hear anything in the dark that surrounded them. Not a sound made, nothing came out. And they opened their mouths. You could sense how they felt. The expression revealed by the screen.
You are absorbed in the will and in the pleasure of God. They may tell me I don't know you. Someone says that I don't have to work anymore. Who says that? Not me, eh?
It was a dancer they discovered first between tables in the hall near the center. Frozen in her pose mid-jump, suspended in the air. All the players and their chairs with their bows mid-stroke. And the servers too, scattered like a statuary in a garden or a tomb. Motionless each of them, except for the guests. And the executives still seated at their table at the front end of the room. Then from the ceiling came a tunnel of light, settled downward on the dancer in the air, still floating with her legs outstretched in a leap above them. They saw her fingers moving first, then her eyes looking softly in the brightness. And the guests stood dumbstruck, watching in awe, her return as if unthawing back to life. Floated slowly, going weightlessly up through the chandeliers above, through the roof beams, then out, disappearing through the ceiling in the night. And another one fell downward on a dancer by the hall door. Fell downward on a cellist in his chair, and another on a server, and another on a valet, on another dancer, and another, and they all begin rising skyward, and the camera starts to rise skyward with them, where its lens fixed downward at the room shows guests in horror pull out their hair, and the head table in the center carries on, eating and drinking and talking as if entirely unfazed, and the camera rises through the ceiling, and the shot widens as it climbs, and we see in all directions, long beams everywhere to the ground, where bodies inside smile at music only they can hear, at a thousand voices singing in their ears, at the warmth of the light on their skin, and on the ground people weep, gnash their teeth, burn their belongings, and we see everything around rising upward, until the camera goes gray in the clouds, until the camera goes gray in the clouds, until the camera goes black,
going to budget our money. We're going to be careful in spending. We're going to be wise in investing. And he will regulate these things. For the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Amen. Our God, we thank thee for all the mercies bestowed upon us. For thy word and thy spirit, for thy power of grace, and for thy love as it speaks to us. May we never cease seeking thy kingdom, seeking thy righteousness. May we wait on thee day by day to receive at thy hand food and drink and clothing and shelter and all things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, thanks for sticking with me. That was the album of the week, La Dispute's No One Was Driving the Car, and the tracks were Landlord Calls the Sheriff In, Steve, and Top Seller's Banquet. Just with those three songs, you can kind of piece together the references if you're listening close enough, but I can't recommend you guys check that album out enough. And I know that was quite some heavy stuff, especially with Steve and the rapture and homelessness, but to come out of that, I got a few more Bright songs. Get it? Nathan Bright? If you guys don't know, Nathan Bright is my name. Bray was a joke. Realizing that to most people, that kind of falls on deaf ears, but that's a-okay. Coming up next, I got some positive-sounding Indie-tronica stuff. First, I got Julius, one of my favorite tracks, just in general. Then Girls Like You by The Naked and Famous. And to finish this little section off, I got USS with Damini, a track off of my favorite album of theirs, Advanced Basics, but it came off the Deluxe, which is weird because I could have sworn I heard this song when it originally came out in 2013, but that was almost a decade ago when I was 9 years old, so I'm not going to hold myself to that. But yeah, stay tuned. You're on 101.9 CFRC.
Time. you won't ever know. I'll think about you all the time, but you won't ever know. I'll think about you all the time, but you won't ever.
Synergy, Seeker, USS, you know them and love them. It's a great new tune from their latest record, USS Approved.
Well, I mean, yeah, USS said it themselves. Great new tune, if by new you mean 13 years old, but still in my rotation, and should be in yours as well. But yeah, today was the first day of the new host taking over Indie Wake Up Call on Friday. I am Nate. I hope you guys liked what I had to show you. This was a little showcase of what I like and what I'll be playing the next coming months. But to finish today off, I do have a couple of long songs that I do like to finish some of my shows off with, and these are all nice summer songs, so as I'm driving to work, I hope these just brighten your day up and set you guys on a good path. But today, to finish it off, I'm starting with Metronomic Underground by Stereolab, then Just As Was Told by Lift to Experience, then Powders by Alt-J, and Cloudy by Blue Bendy. Thanks for sticking with me today, and I will see you guys next week.
Thank you. Okay.
Same.
Powders in between bars in the dry Pacific
I'm your man.
duration of a clucking hen. Tonight was tight, but we aren't friends. Yeah, I suppose it's not a drama, it's how I feel, and you can tell that to them. Say hi to me from sobriety, she says. I'm spinning out, unraveling, I'm the boss boy racer. And the audiobook's louder. This could be Romance to Italy, just descend with me. We've been struggling for miles, where are my mimetic flowers? I've got beef with a monkey account.
Yeah. the story of the three Texas boys, busy minding their own business, when the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, saying, when the Winston Churchills start flying their Winston rifles into the sky from the Lone Star State, drinking the Lone Star beer and smoking their Winston cigarettes, know the time is drawing nigh when the sun shall be lifted on high. We told them that didn't sound very Sunday go to meeting. What do you expect, they said, when God calls on the crippled, deaf, and blind to lead the children of Israel into the promised land? Children of Israel, we asked. Don't your boys know nothing? The USA's the center of Jerusalem.
Lands rise.